For Auburn to win Saturday, you got to go through Hank Brown.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. Happy Friday. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. We're buttoned up and ready to go. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and I'm ready to get after it. Ready for this game on Saturday. We're going to kind of preview it a little bit and talk about the key for Hank Brown to be able to pull out this win, because there's going to be some things. There's going to be some things in this game that's going to be a lot different than New Mexico, and we're going to see how he handles it. And again, I think he's the key to this whole deal. He's the key to making Auburn come out victorious on Saturday, needing to play great. Expect that he will, but we're going to talk a little bit in depth about it in just a second. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND and get your double up bonus. Give them $300. Whatever, just name it. $300, they're going to give you another $300 back on top of it to play with. So you can dump it all on a parlay. Go ahead and stack it up, get you a parlay set up for this weekend. Try to win big. It's no risk really, because you're using their money that they're going to give you for your deposit. So on your initial deposit, be sure to use coupon code next round and win big. So check them out, mybookie.ag. Last week, Hank obviously looked great. It was not much of a defensive challenge. You're talking about the statistical, one of the last rated defenses in FBS or whatever you call it now. It's not a Power Five defense, but it's the top of the top, I guess, league. So, and it's the very last one of that league. So it wasn't a great challenge from a defensive standpoint. So you couldn't have had a better chance. You couldn't have had a better opportunity to start him, because you just didn't feel like you were going to see a ton of stuff that he couldn't be prepared for. Now, Arkansas is going to be a different story. Last week, every single play that was called, I don't want to say every single play worked, but every single play that was made what I would call on script. In other words, you call a play, it's got different progressions, it's got different reads. But if you're able to go to one of those reads, that's kind of how the plan is kind of drawn up to work. You know, maybe not the first reads that are going to work every time, but by this time you get to the second or third or the check down, that would be considered the play working. You know, you run the route that's designed, you throw the pass that's designed. That was pretty much how last week went. You know, every single thing that Hank was able to diagnose, he was able to see things before the snap, and he was able to run the play that was executed, or he was able to check into the play in that package that was needed to get him out of the bad play. Okay, so in other words, there was not a lot of improvising. There was not a lot of having to go what I call off script last week. You better believe this week that that's going to happen, though. So things that we haven't seen, the things that we didn't see last week, Hank really having to scramble. There was a couple of designed rollout plays that were called, and he executed them flawlessly, threw a touchdown on one, threw a really pretty, I don't want to call it a deep ball, but deeper ball on a rollout on the run to Sam Jackson. So you see that he's going to be able to throw on the run and be accurate. But how does that look whenever it's not a designed rollout? How does it look when you got a little bit of rush and you break contain and you're sort of, you know, you're rolling out to your right, and then it's all about chemistry. And now you're beyond just the routes that were called. You got to be able to find that receiver, and there's got to be that connection there as well. We have yet to see him really have to do that. I guess have to do that under duress. It's been by design so far. Honestly, those two rollouts are about the only time I can remember him really moving outside of the pocket since he's been for his very few snaps that he's had to make, or the very few snaps that he's gotten. That's the only two times I really ever remember him actually having to sprint, having to use his legs at all. It's not his game. So being able to move outside the pocket to flee pressure, not by design, is going to be something he's going to have to do this game at least once or twice. Like, that's going to have to be a big – there's going to be a big play that needs to be made where the protection's going to break down, and he's going to have to use his legs a little bit to either, A, scramble for a first down or scramble for a gain, get himself out of a sack, or – There's an opportunity to break, contain, and make something happen down the field as a play breaks down. There's going to be times where that's going to have to happen. That's how you can tell. Like, you think about that quarterback last week. Think about Dampier last week. I would wager to guess that a vast majority of their big plays were just made up. In other words, it was not something they really drew up on the playbook. It just kind of worked because he was able to extend plays. He was able to get outside of the pocket, and that allows receivers to sort of, once their route is sort of over, and the defensive backs guarded them forever and ever and ever, that affords them that much more time to get free. And then it's all about connection and whatnot. Hank is not ever going to be that elusive, but he's got to be at least a little bit elusive to be able to go off script, to be able to go make a play downfield. There's one time where in his first game against Alabama A&M, I think a good idea of how he thinks is the when he got them to jump off sides and he knew immediately where to go with the ball. That's not really a design play. I'm sure that's something they practice, but that's not like that was a more than likely a route that was called on a play sheet. That was like, okay, I know I got a free play. Sam Jackson knows what to do. I'm going to get it. I'm going to make something up on the fly and be able to, throw it up there and score a touchdown. I mean, that was something that was a little bit off script. So we know that he thinks that way. We know that his mind works that way, but can he physically execute it? Because I do think, we'd be silly to think that he's just going to be able to sit back there all day long. And I say all day long, he's going to be able to sit back there and every single play call is going to work basically like it did last week. Arkansas is not just a stellar, spectacular defense, but they're going to have quite a few more athletes than New Mexico. So in the offensive line, we're not really sure yet what they actually are. They got pooped on a lot for the Cal game. But Peyton was holding the ball forever, averaging 3 seconds or whatever before he got rid of the ball, whereas Hank gets rid of it much quicker. Now, that could be by design. That could be by just Hank being able to diagnose things faster. It could just be the play call. But regardless, we don't really know what we have, but I don't think they're full of all Americans. And I think there are suspect to be able to allow some pressure. So Hank's got to be ready to be able to go off script and improvise. Otherwise, if you can't think outside of a box, if you can't think outside of just, boom, I got my progressions and that's pretty much it, and I'm going to throw it away or I'm going to, take a sack, it could be a long game because I'm sure Arkansas is going to dial up some stuff. Travis Williams is going to dial up some stuff that Hank probably hasn't seen before. So I'm anxious to see that. We haven't had a chance to see it yet. I'm anxious to see how Hank is going to perform in those scenarios. And I got to be honest, I think he's going to be pretty good. I think he's going to be able to do it. I just want to see it. I'm kind of in a show me mode, but at the same time, I still feel like he's got the, he just got the between the ears that gets it done. And I think that he'll be able to handle those off script plays within reason. He's not going to be a Devin. He's not going to be a Devin Dampier. He's not going to scramble around forever, Johnny Manziel. But can he get outside the pocket, make something happen? I think he can do that. One other thing, another thing he's going to have to do, look, We joke. Hank loves to take shots, and he does. Look, Hank wants to go vertical. He throws a beautiful deep ball. Everybody's seen it. You know, you saw it last week. You've seen it pretty much every time he's gone in. There was I saw a YouTube short that I'd never seen before, and it was actually back to the Maryland game. And I didn't realize the deep ball that he threw to Caleb Burton. We actually ran that play earlier in the game, and Peyton Thorne overthrew him, or it was just not really catchable. But it was the exact same play, and they're running simultaneously. So you get to see Thorne throw it, and you get to see Hank throw it. Deep balls are his thing. He loved the one he threw to Keandre Lambert Smith last week was good against any competition. Just that is, if your receiver has a little bit of a step on a guy, that throw is good against, you name the competition. There's no way any defensive back at any level makes a play on that ball. Could not have been more perfect. And it wasn't like Keandre Lambert Smith had to throttle down, speed up. He had to do anything with his body to sort of get him in spot to make the play. It was in a bucket. I mean, he could not have been hovering with a drone, whatever, above him and dropped it into his hands any more perfect than he threw that ball. Hank loves to go vertical. Well, he's going to have to continue to go vertical against Arkansas, because if I'm Travis Williams, I am getting in everybody's face. I am smothering the run where they can't do this whole run play action thing. And I am going to dare Hank Brown. I'm going to dare Hank Brown to beat me deep. So it's going to have to happen. He's going to have to be able to hit some deep balls to get them to even respect him at all, like to get him to respect this offense at all. They're going to have to go vertical. So he's going to have to go vertical under duress. He's going to have to go vertical when there's not much of a window, out of necessity versus out of desire, because the desire is not that. There's no issue with the desire to go vertical with Hank. Like, we know that that's what he wants to do. But if, again, Arkansas is, they understand that even though Hank is talented, and even though Auburn has some skill, some guys on the outside that can make some stuff happen, you still, if you got to pick your battles and you got to choose how you want to defend Auburn, what you definitely don't want to do is get Jarquez Hunter going. So you got to stack the box there, and then you can't let this little underneath stuff beat you. So if you want to throw that, fine. If you want a little 2-3 yard pass, we're going to either knock it down, we're going to smother it, or it's going to be an immediate catch and tackle. You're going to have to back us off. So we dare you. We dare you to go deep. And I think that you're going to see that. I think that's what's going to happen. So Hank's got to be able to, it's one thing to be able to go deep when you're comfortable, when you're in backup time and you're, you know, there's not a lot of pressure. You already got the lead. You're just trying to, you know, go ahead and, you know, take advantage of your mop up time or whatever, or you're playing against an opponent that, you know, doesn't really have it from a defensive standpoint. It's one thing, but when they're walked up and it's an SEC opponent and it's 3rd and 7, or maybe you're down 7 and you got to have a play. That's another thing. That's a whole different ball game. So got to be able to go vertical with people in your face. I think that's going to be something big that Hank's got to be able to do that we haven't really had to see him do yet. And again, with his affinity of going deep, I don't think there's anything to worry about. I think that's something that he's going to be able to handle, but it's definitely something that's going to have to happen for this offense to work and back the defense off a little bit. Before we hit to the last thing, this the most important thing, the most important thing. We're going to talk about the most important thing for you, and that's your retirement and retirement results presented by Active Wealth. There's just simply no reason to reach out to Ford at this point in time. No matter what you have in place, there's no way to know for sure that it's performing at the optimal level. There's no way to give yourself that sense of security, knowing that either A, I'm on the right path, what I've done is enough, or B, okay, I've saved all this money. Do I know that it's going to be enough? Do I know that I'm not selling myself short? I guess Ford Stokes can answer all those questions for you. Go to retirementresults.com/plan for absolutely zero risk, zero money, to be able for him to just look at things, give you that portfolio analysis that you need to just verify that you're on the right path, or give you some suggestions to get you corrected. And you guys can talk about all kinds of different ways to achieve that. So check him out, Ford Stokes. Tell him War Eagle. Tell him I sent you. Ford Stokes with Retirement Results presented by Active Wealth. The last thing that is the most important thing is, can Hank handle adversity? For 15 games now, we've played football, and on offense, it seems like at the first sign of adversity, the first sign of trouble, our whole offense has been shut down. Like it's been hard to watch, whether it will be an interception, whether it be a sack, whether it be pressure, whatever it is, at the first sign of adversity, this offense wilts. It has for 15 games. There's going to be adversity Saturday. There's going to be, there could be an interception. There may be a sack. He may get hit after a throw really a lot harder than he did last week. He may get sacked early. He may get sacked multiple times. But how does Hank handle the adversity? That will speak volumes to how this offense not only works Saturday, but how can you build off of it moving forward? Again, I'm sort of beating the drum. Last week, everything went perfect. Everything was fine other than the rain. The rain was probably the most adversity that you saw. I don't think there's any rain in the forecast. A lot of heat. It's going to be hotter than you know what out there. So that's going to be your big weather adversity. But Arkansas is not a super impressive pass rushing team, but they're going to get after Hank. They're going to do what they can they're going to do what they can to frustrate Hank. They're going to do what they can to get in his head. They're going to do what they can to get up in his face. And again, with our offensive line, you don't really know what you have yet, but you think there's probably some vulnerability there to be able to frustrate Hank. How does Hank handle it? That's something I'm so interested to watch. That first time where Hank gets hit from behind, that first time where the pass rush comes up the middle and gets in his face, the first time he throws a ball that maybe gets tipped and intercepted, the first time that he throws a really great ball that's, you know, a big throw on third down and it's dropped. The frustration, like how does Hank handle all that adversity? And honestly, I think that's probably his biggest. I think that's going to be one of his more bigger strengths. It seems like his ability to sort of just be level all the time, like just even keel. Now, we haven't had that tested to this level. This is a great next step up test. And again, you haven't had to see the huge adversity, but I would say it's pretty impressive that he sat behind and watched what he's watched from watch Peyton Thorne and watch some of the issues that he's had. And then he's come in behind it and had zero of the same issues. And been able to not have the fear of the pass rush, not able to have the, hesitation of throwing an interception after watching it happen, you know, right in front of you for 15 games. Like, I can imagine there could be some scar tissue there just from watching it and saying, oh, man, now I got to go in and play behind that. And whereas Peyton, he's much older than me. Much more experienced than me, and he's having these issues, you know, I'm going to have those same thoughts running through my head. But he doesn't. He goes in there and he lets it rip. Now, granted, again, this test is bigger. This test is much bigger. But for whatever reason, man, there's something about the way he carries himself. There's something about the way he talks to the media. There's something about Hank. It's one of those attributes that you can't put your finger on it, but you just see it. You just feel it with him. That's kind of how I feel about Hank. I can't put into words. I can't write an essay I can't say exactly the correct thing. He's just got something about him that is just, there's just something about him that's real. There's something about him that is, that gives you the confidence that he's going to be able to handle these moments. And it's not a physical attribute. You just feel it. You just know it. You just see it. Again, can't put a definition on it, but you just feel like he's going to be able to handle these situations, and he's going to have these situations on Saturday. So that's those three things I think are going to be the key. I think Hank's the key to this. I think Hank's the key to this whole victory on Saturday. I think everything's going to kind of run through him. The defense, we can talk about the defense all we want. They're going to be fine. They're going to be good enough to win the game. Can you move the ball? Can Hank handle adversity? Can he go off script? Can he hit the big balls early, the deep balls early, to sort of loosen this defense that we're going to face up a little bit? All that is going to be the key to victory. All that's going to be the key to being able to come out of your first SEC game with a win, your first SEC start with a win. It's all going to run through Hank. And I think for what's kind of weird that I feel very comfortable in that scenario. If I got to put it all on Hank, if it's all rides on Hank, I feel pretty confident that Hank can handle it. So let's see what happens. It's going to be exciting. I'm going to do an Arkansas breakdown and some players to watch for them and who – I guess the matchups and things like that. It's going to be a bonus episode tomorrow. So make sure to check that out. And other than that, we'll be live after the game, shortly after the game, giving you my breakdown and answering questions, things like that. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you want to get on the barn, auburn.com, the game threads are electric. Game threads are so electric. They go, last week's was like 20 plus pages, over 4,000 views. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, a lot of conversation, and it helps sort of pass the game. It's like you're at a game with a bunch of friends. You can sign up for the barnauburn.com, and you can jump in those. Definitely don't want to miss out that. Only $1 for your first month and $9.95 after that. If you can follow me on Twitter at @_Charlie_5. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. And we're going to be back in the morning. We're going to be back after the game tomorrow. And then we're going to do it again Sunday night live, talk recruiting, and then more developments after the game tomorrow. So, guys, I really appreciate it. Another great week. We'll talk again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.